Well, if you were thinking about a trip to London, now might be the time. The British pound is now worth about $1.20, down from $1.55 last year. And it keeps on falling as the reality of Britain's vote to leave the European Union starts to sink in. Sebastian Payne is editor at the Financial Times. He joins us from London. Welcome.
Hi.
And we may have expected this kind of a drop right after the Brexit vote, but here we are months later and the pound is diving against the dollar. What's going on?
So the key thing to remember is that Britain has not actually left the European Union yet, and nothing has changed in its relationship with Brussels. And that's why the markets and the pound did drop quite immediately after, from about 169 down to about 114. It's now down to about 120 against the dollar. And the key point for that is that it's uncertainty. The markets care about uncertainty. And what we've seen over the past 2 weeks is the Prime Minister, Theresa May, announcing that Britain is going to activate Article 50. That is the key mechanism for Britain to leave the EU before the end of March 2017. That's when the real uncertainty begins, and this is what's affected sterling so badly.
But the fact that it's been affected so much makes you think that people in Britain thought that Theresa May wasn't going to actually activate Article 50, that she wasn't going to. Did people think that Britain wasn't going to really leave the EU?
I think there was a case of waiting and seeing, to be honest. The other thing as well is that it's not just the fact we're leaving the EU, it's what kind of Brexit, because there's a big political debate here about, do we have what's called a hard Brexit? That means a clean break, cutting all ties with Brussels. Or do we have a soft Brexit, which would be continuing some kind of relationship with Brussels? Based on comments the Prime Minister made at her party conference last week, it seems we're very much going for a hard Brexit. And people really don't like the idea of that, because that means full withdrawal from the European single market and the customs union, and ending free movement of people, which will have significant consequences for the British economy.
And I guess the question is that a negotiating position? Is she putting that out there right now? But in fact, in the end, Britain and the EU will meet somewhere in the middle.
I think that's the hope of many people in the city and across the country, that she's beginning from a tough position. But I think it's not really in anybody's interest to have this hard Brexit, because it would damage the European economy, because they would have 15% of their budget would disappear overnight. It would also damage the British economy for the reasons that I said before. So I think this could be a negotiating position, but we just don't know.
Is there regret among the general population in the UK? Are people feeling like this was the wrong decision?
None whatsoever. There's no polling and there's no data to show that anyone regrets the vote to leave the EU. In fact, some people who voted Remain said they wished they'd voted for Brexit. And I think there's a slight concern here that when the big uncertainty begins, that's when the buyer's remorse starts. But I think the fact that we've seen a quick transition to a new prime minister, and, you know, the sun's still shining, the shops are still open, people have still got food, so they don't really feel there's much to be regretful about right now. But that could change very quickly.
And if that does change, is there a possibility of another vote?
I think it's quite unlikely to have another referendum. You know, it was a 1.5 million majority, which is, you know, obviously pretty big in British terms of the electorate. And I think across the main political parties, there is a consensus. People have voted to leave the EU. We now need to get on with it. We don't want to revisit the question and seem undemocratic or subverting the will of the people. What is possible is a general election based on the deal. So if Theresa May and her ministers go to Brussels, they come back with a deal. They then might take that deal to the general public to get an endorsement to go ahead, push ahead that deal and leave the EU on those terms. If the government lost that referendum, that could then throw into the question of reopening negotiations or revisiting the question. But there is very little appetite, I should say, in Westminster at the moment to have another referendum. It was a very bruising contest and it has divided the whole country along those 52-48% lines the way people voted in June 23rd.
Meanwhile, let's get back to the pound. How is that affecting people in Britain? Or does it at all that the value of the pound has dropped so much? Obviously, there's a lot of international travel on the part of Brits, but are you feeling it?
Not particularly day to day. I think nothing's really changed. The inflation's remained pretty steady. Prices haven't rose a lot. There's, the economy, the FTSE's remaining buoyant, and we've had good indications from the data on the services and manufacturing industry. As you said, the key question is imports and exports. That it very much helps exports from the UK, and we're expecting the data that will come out towards the end of the year to show that they have benefited well from that. But imports are obviously going to be far more expensive, and travel is going to be a lot more expensive too. And I think that at some British airports now, it's you get less than £1 for €1 when you take into account all the costs. And I think that has alarmed people to a certain extent. And the question everyone's scratching their heads on now is, how low is the pound going to go? But it's all really too soon to say. We don't have much hard data. It feels fine. It doesn't feel like we're entering economic turmoil. But again, it's just really too soon to say.
That's Sebastian Payne with the Financial Times in London. Sebastian, thank you.
Thank you.